When Brian Wolf bought his cabin on Long Lake in Washera County last year, the lake covered 45 acres at a depth of over 4 feet. He loved to take his family fishing on it. He can't do that anymore.
On our end of the lake, which is the east end, we have a couple of puddles. If you go over by our boat landing, there was about 6 inches of water, and you could see fins of fish.
Barb Feltz grew up in Portage County near the Little Plover River, one of the state's most renowned trout streams. This past summer, for the second time in 2 years, the Little Plover River dried up.
It looks like a creek that's been injured. It's low. The banks are grown up with aquatic plants because when it did dry up this summer, it stayed dry for a long enough period of time that the seeds took hold.
Barb Feltz and Brian Wolf have been turned into citizen activists because of the evaporating lakes and streams in their own backyards. George Kraft, a professor of water resources at UW-Stevens Point, says Wisconsin's Central Sands region has been hit by a drought compounded by heavy use of an overstressed water table.
On top of the drought in many areas of central Wisconsin, we have groundwater pumping that's piling on to make a bad situation worse. We have more straws in that aquifer, and the aquifer water and the groundwater is the same water that's in the lake.
Those straws include high-capacity wells used by potato growers and other farmers. Kraft says the wells need to operate.
The irrigation needs to be done. The crops need X amount of water to be healthy, to get a decent crop off, and there's not much tweaking we can do about it.
The water table is also affected by municipal use. Ken Blomberg is the executive director of the Wisconsin Rural Water Association, whose clients include the fast-growing village of Plover.
Public water supplies are critical for the health and safety of the citizens. Everybody expects the water to come out of the tap in the morning when they get up.
Blomberg notes that municipal wells have been given priority over other uses, and that may be a price for progress.
It's happening. If we expect to have growth and progress, unless we start turning people away, there's going to be an increased need for water.
There are steps being taken. Portage County has applied for a grant to buy buffer land near the Little Plover River and convert it from agricultural use to wetlands. And UWSP's George Kraft is pushing for new studies on how to save the rivers and lakes. But for Brian Wolf and other waterfront homeowners, it may already be too late.
We just found out at our lake district meeting that our taxes are going up 6% next year, and we don't have a lake. So as we drive up the interstate, and we have to turn our wipers on because an irrigator is watering the interstate, and our lake is dry, that's a little hard to take.
For now, the homeowners, the experts, the municipal officials, and the agricultural users are at least talking to each other and taking the problem seriously. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.